Hi, this is Nate.
And this is Zach.
And you're listening to Olympics Now, the podcast where we give you a quick overview of every Olympic sport leading up to the Olympics, so you know what to watch for. We'll be covering these events periodically with how they appear on the calendar. Today's sport we'll be going over is judo. Let's break it down. Judo takes place on July 27th and will go until August 3rd, with medals being awarded every day of the competition. The venue for this event will be at the Grand Palais Éphémère, an exhibition hall in Paris. There will be 15 medals for the sport, with 372 athletes competing. So Zach, can you break down how exactly does this sport work?
Sure, Nate. Judo was created in Japan in 1882 as a relatively new style of martial arts. It translates from Japanese to English as the gentle way. Judo made its Olympic debut in Tokyo in 1964 and has been a permanent fixture of the Olympic program since 1972. There are 7 medals per gender, divided by weight class, as well as a mixed team event, for a total of 15 medals. Judo was competed on a mat, or tatami, measuring 14 by 14 meters, with a smaller 10x10 contest area within. The object of judo is to throw your opponent to the ground, immobilize them with a pinning hold, or force them into submission with a joint lock or choke. There are 2 types of scores in judo, an ippon or waza ari. An ippon is awarded when an athlete throws his opponent to the mat on his or her back with strength, speed, and control. An ippon can also be awarded through submission or by pinning an opponent to the ground for 20 seconds. If a competitor achieves ippon, they immediately win the match. A waza ari is awarded for a throw that isn't clear enough to be an ippon, either because it lacks speed or force, or the opponent did not land primarily on their back, or when an opponent is pinned down for less than 20 seconds, but longer than 10 seconds. 2 waza ari in 1 match is the equivalent of an ippon and immediately ends the match. There are minor and major infractions. Minor, such as slipping out of bounds, playing too defensively, or putting a hand directly in the opponent's face. A major penalty would result in immediate suspension and consist of things like trying to injure the opponent or unsportsmanlike conduct. Each match lasts 4 minutes. The match enters overtime in the event of a tied score after those 4 minutes. During overtime, the first fighter that scores an ippon or waza ari wins. In 2020, a mixed team event was added, where 6 competitors per nation, 3 men and 3 women, split across 6 different weight classes, compete against other nations. Whichever nation wins the majority of these matches wins the competition. In the event of a 3x3 tie, a random weight category is chosen as a sudden death fight.
All right. Thanks for that background, Zach. Now, what does the format look like for the 2024 Olympics?
The format for judo is the same amongst all the weight classes. Athletes are seated in a single elimination bracket, a traditional knockout format, until the final with a slight twist. Those defeated in the quarterfinals will remain in the competition with a repêchage, or second chance, resulting in a double bronze medal matches awarded to the competitors. The mixed team event is similarly split into a single elimination bracket, where 18 teams compete against each other to reach the gold medal.
All right, thanks, Zach. That was really helpful. So, who are some of the big players in the sport, and what can we expect to see this year?
Well, judo as a sport originated in Japan, and naturally Japan has been the dominant force in this sport. They won the highest amount of medals in 2016 with 3, whereas France and Russia tied for second with 2. In 2020, however, Japan won 9 gold medals, with France coming in the second at 2. It is hard to predict any clear trends in the sport, as it is truly a global competition with athletes from around the world. Having said that, it's clear that a lot of high-ranked judo competitors originate from Eastern and Central Asia, as well as Western Europe, While the average players per country is 3, there are some countries that are sending a lot more, signaling that they are putting a lot of stock into this competition. France and Japan are sending the most at 14, Brazil and Italy at 13, Israel and Uzbekistan at 12, South Korea 11, and Germany, Georgia, Mongolia, and the Netherlands are all sending 10. If we look at favorites for this year, I would expect some of these countries that are sending the most amount of athletes to pick up a few.
All right. Well, thanks for that, Zach. Lots to look forward to this year. With that being said, what did you think of the sport, and do you plan on watching it this year?
I have not watched judo in the past. I am not a big fighting person. However, after learning the rules, learning some of the time limits, and understanding a little bit more the strategy and some of the moves involved, I am a little intrigued, especially at the team event where you have multiple athletes going and competing for their team. I think I will check out a few fights this year, especially some of the gold matches. What about you?
I agree. I think the sport is really interesting, and getting to know a lot more about it has definitely piqued my interest in watching it more. Similarly, I'm not a big fighting sports type of person. I'm not really into the sports like boxing or jiu-jitsu. However, I think in understanding this sport a lot more, I'm more likely to watch this as opposed to boxing for the Olympics. And I'll likely check out the mix because I think that's a really cool format and how they're doing it. And I'll be interested to see how teams work in this event and what overall strategy they might be taking. And with that, who are you predicting to bring home the gold for these events?
It's hard to predict all the individual weight classes, but I will predict Japan winning the mixed team event and France to win silver in the mixed team event. Also, France will pick up several individual gold medals. What about you?
Yeah, I'm the same. I'm predicting that most of the weight classes Japan takes the medals in, with the exception that France may win 2 medals is kind of my prediction for those. But I do have Japan likely winning the team event with France coming in second. And I think should that prediction hold true, that would be a very interesting final for the mixed events to watch. All right. Thanks, Zach. Well, that's all the time we have for today. We'll be here tomorrow for more sports on Olympics Now.